And now, another light skin moment with your host, Justin.
And welcome to another light skin moment with your boy, Jay Trill, Jay Treasy, rhyme over reason. With me today, as always, I have the man, the legend, Rod, Rodman's Prime. Say what's up to the people.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you for being here. Also, couldn't do it without the woman, Karen. Say that again.
Woohoo! Hey, everybody.
Such a lovely voice. I don't know how anybody could ever disrespect it.
I know, right?
But for today's show, on another light skin moment, bring to you a story about a Chicago man that was arrested for attacking a judge.
What?
But not only a judge, but he called her Rosa Parks.
Did she look like Rosa Parks?
I don't know, but I doubt a judge has ever sat on a bus. Have you ever known a judge that took public transportation?
Judge Mathis, he might have rode a bus or two in his life.
Yes.
Well, let me get into it. And this man from Chicago, let me get into the story.
Yeah.
Says a Chicago business owner crossed the line with the wrong woman when he slapped the judge while yelling racial remarks at her. David Nicosi is behind bars after attacking Judge Arnett Hubbard.
Now, Arnett sound like a black lady's name that don't play that shit. Ain't too many Arnetts walking around in 2014.
That's an old school name right there.
Well, it says she's 79, so she might be related to Rosa.
Yeah, she might have seen some. Like, she's seen
her cousin.
Her hands have seen rivers.
But it says she was outside smoking outside the Daily Center on Monday. And David was annoyed that she was having a cigarette in his general vicinity.
And he started, that's the most entitled thing a white person could. You having a cigarette around me? Bitch, the nerve.
Yep.
So how dare you?
After that, he started an argument with him. And that shit entitled people do. Mm. We argue over the most petty things ever. He could have walked away. He could have asked for a smoke of his own.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, the situation escalated. He approached her, he spit on her, and shouted.
Spit.
Yes, he spit on her and then shouted, "Rosa Parks, move!"
First of all, that's the most disrespect you can get is spitting on somebody. Like, that's even more disrespectful than the Rosa Parks line, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, Rosa Parks is funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Was he waiting on the bus? Like, is that why he had the bus in mind?
He was at the bus stop?
What kind of random ass insult is that to go along with spitting on somebody?
Also, calling someone Rosa Parks and then telling them to move seems ironic. Like, she's most famous for not moving.
Right.
Should have picked somebody else.
But the judge, Arnett, she said she was not going to let him get away, so she followed him while calling for help as he tried to run away. Then that's when he spun around to spit on her again, and then he slapped her twice.
Damn, you hit her with that tyrant?
That 1-2 piece?
This nigga was angry about that cigarette smoke, dog.
But some.
Maybe he got cancer. We don't know.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
Was
hopefully
NFL,
he'll get it.
NFL player with his girlfriend? Commissioner gonna give him 2 games?
He got a fine.
He got 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the fact that he's spat on her again for good measure. Like, in case you thought the first one was an accident.
No, I meant this.
take this with you.
Yep, but he was held on bail for $90,000.
Oh, wow. That's actually good news.
Yeah, I don't think he can afford $90,000 in bail money.
Yeah. Oh, because it was a judge. Yeah.
Yep. So her response was that she was attacked. It said she was astounded that anyone would attack her. That people of good common sense and decency, people of good heart, should be outraged by this.
I'm outraged. Hey, wouldn't that be a hate crime? Or do you have to call somebody a nigger to make it a hate crime?
Well, no, they charged him with aggravated battery and a hate crime.
Okay, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he said Rosa Parks. That's a hate crime.
Yeah. I feel like sarcastic racial references should count as a hate crime as well.
Right.
I just can't believe that he actually spit on just a random person smoking a cigarette. He obviously didn't know she was a judge.
Oh, you
and
know
he was going to get fucked up for this. But I think that's just karma coming back that, you know, he was like, oh, I'm going to pick on this old-ass woman that's out here minding her business, smoking a cigarette. And what she going to do about it? And she kept up with him at 79. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I don't think I'm going to be able to chase after anybody that spits on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he probably looked at her like, I know you walk with Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I thought that was incredible.
That is incredible, man. Now, what made you pick it for this light-skinned moment? I mean, was it just, is she light-skinned? Is it just some light-skinned shit to do? Or just this is your moment?
Because for light-skinned people around the world, we actually defend the rights of women. We're typically sometimes confused with women. Mm-hmm. We're often accused of having feminine traits.
Right.
So, you know, in this instance, we wanted to pick a courageous woman that did a courageous thing.
Does Stephen A. Smith count as light skin?
He actually does not.
He's quite brown, though. Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll be speaking at UNC Charlotte this month.
Oh, cool.
And an event called Keep Your Head Up.
So that you won't get knocked down?
Keep your hands off?
It's actually called Adversity. Keep your head in the game.
Keep your hands up should be what it should be called.
And I was thinking, who booked him for an event called Keep Your Head in the Game? It should be Learn How to Duck with Your Head.
Right.
You know what I mean? When
Bob
he's
and
around.
Weave. Bob and Weave.
Learn how to run, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but before we get out of here, just want to discuss that article. But before we get out of here, just want one word of advice. Stop using hashtag whatever, whatever in your daily language. If I'm having a conversation with you, stop saying hashtag I'm great, hashtag you suck.
That is the worst.
In regular conversations.
Like some podcasts I listen to, like comedians will say it, they'll be like, hashtag this, hashtag that. And I'm like, come on, man. Nobody talks like that in real life.
Right. And I'm just old.
It's barely funny on Twitter.
Right. I'm old. So I'm like, speak English.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And who decided that was hashtag? That is pound.
Right. It's my whole number life, two button.
My whole life that has been pound and now it's hashtag.
You old, man.
Yeah.
You old like Rosa Parks.
I mean, number three button. I'm sorry.
Move, don't spit on me.
Please don't beat me.
Hashtag don't spit on me. Hashtag I hope you enjoyed the show. We out.
Peace.